friend of the shir should be a special schus, lerefuas Rav Avram Yosef ben Moshe Chaim, and lerefuas Rabbi Yeshua Meir ben Rachel Sara, and leschus Rav Hirsch Yonason ben Rav Mordechai Ephraim, Simcha ben Echagitl, and Agon Rav Chaim Meir ben Rivka. The pasuk says in Parashat Shmos, "V'yomar Antikrav Halom Shal Nalecha Me'araglecha Ki Amakom Asher Ta'omid Alav Anos Kodeshu." Hashem says to Moshe at the snat, the burning bush, "Don't come close. Remove your shoes from your feet, because the place where you're standing is holy earth." The Rachaim HaKadosh says that the order is far derived. The Seder is mixed up, because first it should have said Shal Nalecha, remove your shoe, remove your shoes, because that's Hafrusha Me'isura. And only then it should say, Al Tikrav Halom, do not come close, do not come near, because that is the correct Seder. First you tell somebody what he's doing wrong to stop right away, and then Al Tikrav Halom. So why does it first say, Al Tikrav Halom, don't come close, and only then Hashem tells him to remove his shoes? Another kasha is the Malbim, who asks that it says in Sefer Yehoshua, "Ve'yomer Sartzeva Hashem LeYoshua, Shal Na'alcha Me'al Raglecha, take your shoe Lashon Yachid from your foot, Ki Amakom Asher Ta'omid Olav Kodeshu, because the place where you're standing is holy." Ve'yas Yehoshua Ken, and Yehoshua did so. So we have three shinuyim, three differences between the two psukim. Number one, here by Moshe it's Na'alcha, shoes Lashon Rabim; by Yehoshua it's Lashon Yachid. Nalcha. Here it says Hamakom is Admas Kodesh, it's holy earth. By Yehoshua it only says Kodesh, it's not holy earth, it's just holy, it's a holy place. And by Yehoshua it says Vayas Yehoshua Ken, and here it doesn't say that. So why does it say here that doesn't say here that Moshe did as he was told, whereas by Yehoshua it does say so? So we had another shir about it, which was Hafle Befele Pele Plos B'siyata Dishmaya. And in this shir we're going to see again the Mishuv of the Diva'er, the Sefer of Hagon HaGadol Rav David Yitzchak Mann, Zech Tzadik Livracha, Parshas Shmos. The Ramban asks in Pasuk Beis, and the Pasuk Vayar Malach Hashem Elav, that an angel of God appeared to him. That's Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Dalet, it says Vayar Hashem Kisar Lurus, then it changes to God himself. So is it God or is it an angel of God? So which one is it? So the Ma'ar, look in the Ramban. The Ramban says, Mitchila first, Nerei Lav Malach Vehu Lo Ra HaKavod Ki Lo Echin Daito LeNevuah. First, it was a Malach, and he didn't see the honor or the glory of God because he wasn't prepared for Nevuah. And then when he prepared himself, then he saw the Ma'ar HaShchina, and then Hashem appeared to Mitoch HaSneh. So first, he saw the Malach, and then Hashem. So according to that, we can say as follows, that the Yisod HaDin is like we saw in the Gemara Brachos, in the previous shir, Samach Beis Amid Beis, that the Gemara says that you learn from this whole parsha that you must remove your shoes when you go to Har Habayis. Ma'amin al shem bo derech bizayon, the Torah says, Shal nalecha me'al raglecha. So Eureka, which is derech bizayon lo kol shken, so when you're in a holy place, you're not allowed to wear shoes and certainly not allowed to spit. So that's mitzad makom hashchina. And therefore, Har Habayis, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Anyway, melo kol aretz kevodo, but there's a chiyuv miyuchad that is chal on Har Habayis klapei hashchina begilui, that when the shchina is revealed, one has to remove his shoes. So we can say as follows, that the hasaga of Moshe, what did Moshe? Moshe said, hineni. This hasaga wasn't, in the shchina, wasn't absolute by Moshe. Is it a shchina? Or is it a malach? The Torah Shleim on Ospei Gimel brings a medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you said Hineni, and you don't know what it is. So it's you see the fact that Moshe, when he first said Hineni, he didn't know if he's talking to a Malach. Is it a Malach here, or is it Hashem? So therefore there's no Shechina B'Galui, and since there's no Shechina B'Galui, there's no Mechayiv for Shal Na'alecha. And because of that, first Hashem says, Al Tikrav Halom. Who says this to him? Hashem. That only by Hashem saying this, did Moshe realize that it's the Gilui Shechina. Until now, Moshe didn't even realize it was the Gilui Shechina. And that's why he's asked about Tikrav Halom. Don't come close, because there's a Gilui Shechina here. So once he gets that there's a Gilui Shechina, and don't come close, then he can be told to take off your shoes. So it was only the tzivui of Al Tikrav Halom that gave Moshe the realization, whoa, this is the Shechina. And then once he realized it's the Shechina, that's Mechayev Shlav Bet. That's Mechayev that he has to take off his shoes. So therefore, first it has to say the Shalna Al Tikrav Halom. Then Moshe realizes the Shechina. Now he has a Mechayev that Hashem could say to him, Shalna Lecha Meraglecha. And it could be that the Or Chaim means this. Look in the Lashon of the Or Chaim at the end of his statement there. So that's why it had to go in this order. In order first to tell Moshe there's a Gilui Shechina, and then to be Mechayev him to take off his shoes. So it comes out according to this, that the Din of Na'alecha is only Chal in a Makom of the Shechina, not a Makom of Malach. Before, and he already knew there was a Malach, but he just didn't know there was a Shechina. So the Din of Shal Na'alecha is only Chal, only applies if it's a Makom of Shechina. But what about Yehoshua? By Yehoshua it says, Vayar Malach Hashem. So, by Yehoshua he saw this angel of God. And he had this Nevuah. So, why was he commanded to take off his shoe if it was only a Malach, it wasn't a Din in the Shechina? So therefore it would appear that a Malach is a Lashon Shliach and a Shlucho is Kamoso. However, this is only regarding the act of Shlichos, not the Chefza of the Shliach. The Shlichos L'Nevuah creates a Din of Kamoso regarding the Nevuah. And Memela, there's a Din of Shal Na'alecha B'Shas Nevuah, and that therefore creates a Din of Shal Na'alecha of like the Shechina. So there's this Maisa, the Maisa Shlichus is Kamoso, so there's a Nevuah here. So because of this Kamoso, that the Maisa Nevuah is like the Shechina, Memela, that's Mechayev Shal Na'alecha, like the Shechina itself. But this is only because of the Nevuah, not because of the Malach himself. It's not that the Malach has a din of Hashem of Kamoso, but it's that the Nevuah has a din as if the Nevuah came from Hashem. Right, like the famous discussion in Shlichus, is he like the person of the Shliach, or just his Maisa is like the Maisa of the Mishalech? Is the Shliach like the Gavra of the Mishalech, or is just the Maisa of the Shliach like the Maisa of the Mishalech? So here we're saying that it's like the Maisa of Nevuah is a Maisa Shlichus Kamoso. There the Kamoso applies to the Maisa of Nevuah and not to the Metzias of the Malach himself. And because of that, here in Shemos it says Admas Kodesh. In other words, there's a Chalos Kedusha in the Adam itself, because there's Shechina, it's Admas Kodesh. There's a Chalos Kedusha in the Adam itself because of the Shechina. But by Yehoshua, there's no Chalos Kedusha in the Adam, because it's just a Nevuah, which has nothing to do with the Adama itself. There's no concrete Shechina here. Just there's a Nevuah, and the Nevuah applies to the place. So in this place there's a Nevuah, but it's not a Chalos, it's not so strong that it's the Adama itself becomes Kodesh. And therefore, by Yehoshua it says it's a Makom Kodesh, but it doesn't say that it's an Admas Kodesh. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it is the Shechina itself. That's Admas Kodesh. So according to this, we can also explain why it says Vayas Ken Yehoshua, that the Malach, when he says to him Shal Na'alchai, he wasn't coming to tell him a Chiyuv. And the Raya is that Yehoshua didn't do it immediately when he said Ani Sar Tzva Hashem. Why not? If he says Sar Tzva Hashem, I'm God's angel, so then he should have taken off his shoe like Moshe Rabbeinu took off his shoe. He knows the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. He learned the Chumash. So why didn't he immediately take off his shoe? Why did he wait until he was told? So it must be that if there's no Nevuah, if there's going to be no Nevuah, then this din doesn't apply. And what the Malach is telling him is that I'm coming to you while it's Nevuah. And Memela, since there's a Nevuah, there's a Chiyuv of Shal Na'alchav, taking off your shoe. So what the Malach is coming to tell him is that he's coming b'nevuah. And b'nevuah, you're not allowed to be wearing your shoe. And that's why the Pasuk tells us that that's what he did. Oh, I'm going to get a nevuah now, I better take off my shoe. So he was mechen atzmo lekabelos ha'nevuah. V'yas Yehoshua came. So he wasn't being told that he's chayev to take off his shoes. He's just saying, it's kedai for you to take off your shoe because you're going to be getting nevuah, prepare yourself for nevuah. So therefore the Chiddush is, okay, he prepared himself for Nevuah. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Pashut. Why is it Pashut by Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he was told as a Tzivui. If he's told as a tziv where to take off his shoes, of course he's going to take off his shoes. What's the shaila? And we can also understand why it's Lashon Rabbim by Moshe Rabbeinu and Lashon Yochid by Yehoshua. Because by Moshe, that it's an iser and a chiyuv, so the din is on both shoes. There's a chiyuv Lashon Rabbim. Each shoe you're chayiv to take off. By Yehoshua, it's not a chiyuv on each shoe. It's a hodah. It's telling you, prepare yourself for nevuah. So it's klapei the inyan, not klapei the mice. In other words, there's an inyan here of nevuah. There's this notion here that Yehoshua is going to be receiving a nevuah. And not this mice of taking off each of his individual shoes. It's not m'siaches to the shoes, it's m'siaches to the nevuah. So therefore, it just says shoe, b'lashon yachid. Because we don't relate to each shoe individually. The point is to be prepare yourself for nevuah. So therefore, it's just shoe. Because it's not, we're not interested in each individual shoe. Just the fact that you're preparing yourself for nevuah, so we don't have to say both shoes. The important thing is to prepare yourself for nevuah. Mashen came by Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a din, there's a chiv to take off each shoe. And therefore it says Lashon Rabbim. Beautiful. We can say even better than that, based on what it says in Shmos Rabbah. The Ramban brings it here, Bechelko, on the pasuk of Shal Na'alecha. Kol Mokom Sheshchina Nigles, Osur Ben Yelza Sandim, and ever. There's a Shechina, one is not allowed to be wearing a shoe. V'chein B'Yoshua Shal Na'alecha Nalcha. So too by Yoshua, it also says that. And V'chein HaKohanim L'Shim Shubim Mikdash Eli Yechefim. So too the Kohanim only served in the Beis HaMikdash when they were barefoot. Wait a second. What does Kohanim have to do with this din? There, by Kohanim, they're not allowed to serve barefoot. It's a din in Chatzitza, like it says in Zvachim Choftal, that anybody knows Zvachim knows that. Hov Ritzba Mikadesh, it's for the Klisharis Mikadesh, and my Klisharis Lo Yedevra Chotzitz Beno Lebena Klisharis, Hav Ritzba Lo Yedevra Chotzitz Beno Lebena Ritzba. So if there's not allowed to be anything between you and the Klisharis, between you and the Ritzba, it's a din in Chatzitza. And therefore, because of that, one is even usher in sacks. And here, it's only an usher in the shoes. And also in Harabayas. Is an isser of the shoes. So how can you compare, sweet friends, the chiyuv of Yehoshua and Moshe Rabbeinu to remove your shoes when you're in a makom of Shechina to the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash, which is Din HaTzitza? If it's a din in chatzitza, then you're not allowed to even go in your socks. And if it's a din in gilui shechina, then socks is okay. It's just shoes that are aser. So we have to say that even though vade they're two separate dinim, but b'yisodim they're one din. They're dinim b'yachas l'shechina. That from this pasuk we learn that there's a din of removing one's shoes. That's why the Medrash Rabbah put them together. That why do you have to remove one's shoes? Because of the Shechina. And the Isser Chatzitza is also because there's a Shechina. Because there's the Shechina, one is not allowed to have a Chatzitza. So this is a Muradik, a Chiddush, that when the Medrash says that the whenever there's Gilui Shechina, you have to take off your shoes. V'chein HaKohanim L'Shim Shu B'Mikdash Eli Yechefim. It's because what asers the chatzitza? What asers the chatzitza is not when a woman goes to mikveh. That's not what asers the chatzitza. It's the shechina. You're in a makom kodesh. But here, it's because she has to be completely in the water. But here, we're talking about the shechina. Since there's the shechina here, you have to be completely connected. You have to be completely connected to the shechina without a chatzitza. So it's a din in gilui shechina. Masha'en kein. Baharabayis, or Shalobishas Avodas Shechina V'Keshrim, if you're not trying to make a Kesher with the Shechina, so you're right, it doesn't require a non-chatzitza, but it does require a Yachas of Kavod. And when do you have that Yachas of Kavod? You have that Yachas of Kavod just by taking off your shoes. So, as long as in Harabayis, or there's no avodas Hashchina, you've taken off your shoes, so there's no issue of chatzitza. there's no issue of chatzitza, but there is an issue of kavod. And kavod requires that you take off your shoes. This is no place to be wearing shoes. Shoes are not such a kavodik garment. So according to this, Moshe, that we said he's in a place where there's a chalos makom kodesh, so when he's speaking here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's no less than the avodas HaKohanim. So what's mechayev him? What's mechayev him is ichatzitza. What's mechayev Moshe Rabbeinu is just that there should be no chatzitza. It's not just, it's that there should be no chatzitza. He has to be one with the Shechina. That's the din of Shal Na'alecha. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu would have to take off even his sacks. Mashen ken etzel Yehoshua, that he wasn't in a makom kadosh, like we said before. It wasn't Admas Kodesh. It wasn't Gilui Shechina. So there's no din of Chatzitza. What's the din of Yehoshua? The din of Yehoshua is the same din that you have at Har HaBayis, just removing the shoes. So now we understand by Moshe Rabbeinu it says Shal Na'alecha Lashon Rabbi Mashen Ken Etzel Yehoshua, because Moshe Rabbeinu was chayv both menalim, which ones? The outer ones, Midin Har HaBayis, and also the Pnimim, the sacks, Midin Chatzitza. So that's the Beis Na'alecha, the outer shoes, the inner shoes, the shoes and the sacks. Yehoshua only had a Din Har HaBayis. Yehoshua only had a Din Har HaBayis. He was only mischayv in the Nalam Achitzonim, in the shoes. It's not covered, but not bepnimi, and therefore it says shal na'alcha. It says lashon yachid, because he wasn't mischayev in both. So we come back to the medrash. When the medrash says kol makom sheshchina nikleis asvin es hasanah v'chein Yehoshua shal na'alcha v'chein akwal l'mashim shel yichayfim. So there are really two dinim here in the medrash. In all cases, you have to take off your shoes, but you have to take them off for different reasons. If there's a gilui shechina, like by Moshe Rabbeinu, then you have to take off everything. There has to be a no chatzitza. That's v'chein hakohanim lo shimshu b'mikdash el yechefim. They were barefoot. There has to be complete connection. But by Yehoshua, there was a lesser din. There was a din of kavod. Since it was a place of nevuah, there was a din of kavod. Obviously, it says kol makom shechina nigleis. It wasn't the same shechina as it was by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Hashem himself. Here, it's just nevuah. Like we said, there's no kamoso. So by Yehoshua, there's no din of chatzitza. There's just the din that there is at Har HaBayis. What's the din of Har HaBayis? Removing shoes. But not sacks. So it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal Na'alecha Lashon Rabbim, the internal and external. There can't be any chatzitza. Even the sacks have to go off because it's a makom of Gilui Shechina. It's Hashem himself, Kiviyachol. So he has to take off everything. But by Yehoshua, it wasn't the same. It was just nevuah. So it was still a holy place, the makom kadosh. So you have to take off your menalim. That's an act of kavod. But there's no din of chatzitza. And therefore, by Yehoshua it says lashon yachid shal na'alcha, the external shoes, but not the internal ones, not the sacks. And by Moshe Rabbeinu, both the internal and the external. And I hope that I understood this, explained this well, and understood it correctly. And yesh laharich b'zeh. And we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem. L'umot ulam idlishma lasa l'kaimus kol levi salmat rasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest sachas b'lavit.